Do you know which wines to decant and why? Did you know there are at least two reasons to decant a wine? And by the way, decanting is not just for old wines. And you don't actually need a decanter to decant. Ready to learn more? Listen up. This is the Inside Wine Podcast. I'm Joe Janisch, a wine industry professional since 1996, giving you the insider information to make smart wine decisions. Today, you'll learn all you need to know about decanting. If you're listening to this podcast, and I think you are because you're listening, you are probably the wine person or the wine expert in your family or a group of friends. So chances are, someone gifted you a decanter at some point in your life, maybe for your birthday or for Christmas. And it's a beautiful piece of crystal. It's sitting inside a cabinet or maybe serving as a decoration on your wine shelf. Have you ever looked up at that dusty decanter and wondered, when should I be using this and why? Well, there are essentially two reasons to decant a wine: because it is very old or because it is very young. Old wines, you do gentle decanting. Young wines, vigorous decanting. Let's start with the very old wines first. So wines that are meant for aging, and if you're not sure what wines are meant for aging, please go back and listen to episode number 3. When a wine has been purposely aged, in other words, you've purposely put a wine in the cellar or a wine cave or wherever else you store your wines for the purpose of aging it, it will, after time, develop sediment. And when this happens, it really depends on the wine. Some wines take 3 years to develop a sediment. Some wines take 5 years, 10 years, but in any case, aging wine often results in sediment developing in the bottle. In most cases, we're talking about red wine, although there will be times that a white wine needs a little bit of decanting, but we're just going to stick to the reds. There's really no hard and fast rule about how long before sediment develops because every wine is made differently. I've had to decant some wines that were only 3 years old, and I've not had to decant some wines that were over 10 years old. In most cases, we're talking about red wine for decanting, although there will be some times that a white wine needs to be decanted, and we'll kind of go over that in a future episode. That's when you'll see something called tartrates at the bottom of a white wine bottle. With red wines, it's usually more difficult to see the sediment because most red wine bottles are tinted a dark green or a dark brown color. That's to help protect the wine. You already know about that because you listened to the previous episode on storing wine and how you need to keep wine away from light, and tinted bottles tend to protect the wine a little more from light. In any case, red wines, it can be very difficult to figure out whether or not they need to be decanted because you can't necessarily see the sediment. So generally speaking, if a red wine is at least 3 or 4 years old, I might assume it needs to be decanted. Now, if you're like me, you probably prefer to drink your wine rather than chew it, or at the very least, you can't be bothered with a fork and knife, so you'll want to decant these red wines into the decanter. What you'll want to do is decant the wine into the decanter in such a way that the wine is separated from that sediment, and the sediment looks a little bit like dirt or mud or even coffee grounds. It doesn't hurt you, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's something that you'll probably want to separate from the liquid. It looks like kind of like a dark purple mud. And the way you separate this from the liquid is by carefully and slowly pouring wine from the bottle into the decanter. And in a perfect world, you have a light behind the bottle so that you can see the sediment inside. And you want to be careful not to pour that sediment into the decanter. It's sort of like the old Operation game. You know, it takes a steady hand. And there are some fancy contraptions you can buy that usually include a candlestick or a mock candlestick that is made specifically for this process. You kind of like have to set up the candle or the light behind the bottle as you tilt the bottle and it kind of goes into the decanter. There are YouTube videos on this. I can put them in the show notes to show you what it looks like. But you don't necessarily have to get all fancy like that. All you really need is some kind of a light or someone holding a flashlight or a lighter or something on the opposite end of the bottle. Or if you're all by yourself, you can do this on the kitchen counter in front of an outlet with a nightlight plugged in. You know, you're a smart person, you're creative, you'll figure out something. But generally what you want to do is just have some kind of light coming behind the bottle as you are gently tilting the bottle over into the decanter, just so you can kind of see that muddy stuff. What it'll do is as you pour the bottle into the decanter, that little muddy stuff will start to make its way toward the neck of the bottle. What you want to do is kind of like pour in such a way so that you trap that mud right in the shoulder of the bottle. And if you're wondering, this is why the Bordeaux-shaped bottle, and if you're not sure what a Bordeaux-shaped bottle is, check the show notes. I'll have links to photos. The shoulder actually can capture that sediment if you do this carefully. So now, you might find this a little too challenging, a little too difficult. I sometimes find it a little too challenging to do this myself, and I'm a professional. So you can cheat. And what you can do is simply get a really super fine stainless steel strainer or sieve or a T-ball and put that on top of the decanter and pour the wine right over it. I do this all the time. I'm a cheater sometimes. So I've even, in fact, used coffee filters and paint filters to separate the sediment from the wine. And, you know, it's not quite as romantic, but it gets the job done. And again, the goal is to just make sure that there's only liquid in the decanter. And from there, you can pour it from the decanter into the glass. Now, I just want to make a note here. The sediment is completely harmless. It will not hurt you. There are no poisons in there. It won't make you sick. It won't upset your stomach. It's just it's a completely natural result of a wine's evolution. It's nothing to be concerned about. It's just that people just like to drink their wine rather than chew it. So if some of that sediment gets into your glass, don't freak out. It's fine. No worries. It just may not be all that pleasing to you because the texture is a little gritty and can interfere with your enjoyment of the wine. And I know a few people that actually like that sediment. So hey, whatever floats your boat. Insider tip. If you've been storing a wine on its side, as I'm sure you've been told to do, the sediment will develop on the side of the bottle. Obviously, because it's heavier than the liquid and it's going to fall down there into the side of the bottle. So what you'll want to do, if you have an older bottle of wine that most likely has sediment, is stand that bottle up. You may have to stand it up for a few hours or a few days so that all the sediment settles down at the bottom of the bottle. And this will make the decanting process a lot easier because most of the sediment will be at the bottom instead of kind of like hanging out on the side. Now, if you're worried about standing a bottle upright, trust me, there's nothing wrong with it. And again, you can go back to the last episode on storing wine, and in which I explain why it's totally okay to stand your bottle upright. You don't necessarily have to put it on its side. There's all this new science that we found out that we don't need to store wines on its side. So there you go. That's your insider tip. Stand up the bottle of wine for at least a few hours, if not a few days, before decanting it, if it's one of those older bottles, like maybe 10, 15, 20 years old. So that's how you decant an old wine. But what about young wines? This is actually another insider tip. There are a lot of young wines that really need to be decanted to help them open up and be more flavorful. So since you're listening to this podcast, I know you're not a full-blown wine geek, but you certainly could be a closet cork dork. So you surely swirl your wine. And if you're like me, in the habit of swirling your coffee, your juice, and your lemonade, well, why do you swirl? I mean, besides to show everyone that you're a wine geek. You do it to aerate the wine. You know that. So just like when you're swirling wine to aerate it, it's the same reason you would decant a young wine, is because you're pouring it into the decanter and let it sit so that it aerates. There's this fallacy that a red wine you should uncork, you know, an hour or two before you're going to drink it, and somehow that's going to aerate the wine. Well, I can tell you for sure that you can take a cork off a red wine bottle, and it's going to take probably days to aerate because all the wine's inside the bottle. It's not coming out. There's only so much wine that's going to be hitting the air on the top of the opening of the bottle. So that's why if you want to kind of like wake up a wine or freshen it up, a younger wine, you want to pour it into a decanter so that it actually gets into the air and it aerates. So what you want to do is allow the air to interact with the wine. And what that'll do is kind of coax out the aromas and the flavors. And you'll want to do this with really young wines that seem kind of closed or tight. I used to do some work for a guy named Maximilian Riedel. Yes, that Riedel from Riedel Glassware. And I can tell you that he decants every single wine that he drinks. He even decants champagne. Now, of course, his company makes and markets decanters. So I guess there's a reason why he does that. But in any case, I'm also a really big fan of decanting younger wines. mostly reds, maybe on occasion a white wine, but generally the red wines, I do not decant my champagne. But if you do, hey, again, whatever floats your boat. And an insider tip, something I like to do is to double decant, which means I decant it twice or multiple times. And again, I do this with young wines, not the older wines with the sediment, or maybe in some cases I might, but generally I'll treat the older wines a little more gently. The younger wines, I'll decant twice. So what I'll do is I'll pour the wine from the bottle into a decanter, and then I'll pour it from the decanter into a second decanter. And I might swirl it up in the decanter and then pour it back into the original decanter. And I might do this a couple times, like a mad scientist in the laboratory mixing up potions. I'll do this back and forth just to keep aerating and aerating and aerating and get those beautiful aromas and ripe fruit flavors to wake up and come out, because sometimes it can take some time. If you don't do this, it can take forever for the wine to wake up, and you may never even get it to wake up if you don't do some aeration. So really, it depends on the wine, but if it's a really big, tight red wine that needs some aeration, I might do that. I'll decant it once, twice, three times, five times. Of course, I'm a little obsessive with my aeration and decanting, so again, whatever floats your boat. And often, my wife knows what kind of day I've had at work based on how vigorously I double decant a wine. You know, if I'm really shaking it like crazy, she knows maybe it's time to mix up a martini as well. And by the way, if you don't have a proper decanter, if you don't have one of these fancy schmancy lead crystal decanters, you can still decant wine. One of my favorite ways to decant a wine is with an old glass milk bottle. You know, those old half-gallon milk bottles? I think they still sell some of them at the store. Those work absolutely perfectly. I've also used a 5-cup Pyrex measuring cup. You know, the one you use to warm up soup? I've used that. Again, you're creative. Find some kind of a container. Could even be a flower vase. You just need a container that is ideally made of glass or stainless steel. Those two materials won't have any effect on the flavor of the wine, and it just needs to be large enough so that you can pour the entire bottle into it. And it just needs to have the kind of an opening on top so that you can pour it out into a glass without too much difficulty. I mean, again, in a pinch, I have used a 5-cup Pyrex measuring cup. You know, whatever you need to do to get that wine aerated. It just has to have a pouring spout of some sort and has to be clean. So to review, the old wines, you want to decant gently, and the young wines, you want to decant vigorously. And that's about all you need to know about decanting. So I hope this was helpful to you. Again, there are images in the show notes that you can see what the decanting looks like, the different bottles, different decanters, different ideas for decanters. Those are all in the show notes. If you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe by hitting the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you have any questions about wine or have an idea for an upcoming episode, please drop me a line via email, joe@insidewinepodcast.com, or you can leave me a voicemail at 917-727-9242. And in the meantime, remember that wine is food, it comes from a place, and enjoy it responsibly.